Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
We're coming to you from the Broadcast Center of WCRN 830. Good morning. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. That's allpoliticsislocalma.com. We want to thank Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katusian for joining us. He's been a great supporter of All Politics is Local over the years. And you will be able to hear the audio of his interview that we just did up on the website, and you will also be able to see the television program that he did with us about the opiate crisis in Massachusetts. That's allpoliticsislocalma.com. But Terry, let's talk about the report card that came out. Massachusetts got an F on its report card on its public records access.
Yes, that's correct. Recently, the Center for Public Integrity gave Massachusetts an F for its public records management. And just to put that in perspective, Massachusetts is actually in the same category as Arkansas and Mississippi.
Wow.
Not exactly the best of company, although I have a great-grandfather that was from Mississippi. But even when I grew up in Oklahoma, we used to make fun of Arkansas about how backwards they were.
So, Common Core, we've got Mississippi Standards for Education, and our public records are with Arkansas. Oh, yeah, we're really thriving here.
Well, you know, one of the things that Massachusetts has that really no other state has is we exempt the legislators, we exempt the judiciary, and the governor's office from providing any public records. So it's amazing how these guys have done a huge cover our ass kind of a situation.
Terry and I have both been local elected officials, I being the former chairman of the Board of Selectmen in Ashland, and I'm outraged by it because, you know, everything that I did, and I had my emails printed in the newspapers, I've public records requests, you know, as long as my arm came in, and I'm all for transparency. You know, all of our meetings were televised on TV. They were broadcast live and rebroadcast 100 times throughout the month. You were accountable for what you said, what you did. You were accountable for what you put in an email. And if that same standard on the local level isn't applied to the state level, well, isn't that the definition of hypocrisy?
Yes, exactly. You know, if you even in my own background, when I was a water and sewer commissioner, we tape recorded every meeting, every hearing. So we had a verbal record, and in fact, there was we transcribed that to a written record. So if somebody had a question about something that happened at such and such meeting, we could give them a transcript of it, both audio and written, or I should say transcribed. So, and this was a little town of Ashland, 20 years ago.
Sure.
So it's certainly possible. Now,
but the state has been working for, it's almost a decade now, about open meeting laws. And if you pick up your local newspaper, you sometimes see the school committee committed an open meeting law violation, or the Board of Selectmen did, or the Assessor's Board committed an open meeting law violation. And I would say most times they're done not with deception. They're just done by somebody not following proper procedure. But I would think that it should be from a top-down type standard. I mean, House and Senate. I mean, let us see what's going on. And I think a lot of the problems that we have in Massachusetts is because we can't see the behind-the-scenes things. And I'll say it, my words, Speaker DeLeo runs, you know, the House. This is what we're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. And this is how we're going to vote. Does everybody understand? And that's why they don't want it out there in the public.
Absolutely. Of course, the other part of it is if we actually sat in a lot of these meetings, we'd probably doze off because a lot of it is pretty boring. But the reality is our laws, our spending, and this Commonwealth are really run by the legislature and the executive offices. And the same thing with the judiciary. You know, they have a review of the laws. And so they owe us as citizens and voters open and honest government. They owe it to us. It's their responsibility.
Accountability makes for better government. It doesn't matter what party you're talking about, if you're Republican, Democrat, you're unenrolled, but accountability in government gives higher standards. And I mean, what is wrong with high standards?
Absolutely nothing. We demand high standards for education in the Commonwealth. Why not for everything? high standards for everything. Why not?
You know, in a, if you have time to go through the public records, we can have that whole conversation as well. But the fact that, you know, they should be available if you want to see what's going on. And I mean, it even came up with the tank the gas tax effort last year that you and I worked on, you much more than I. You know, they wanted to vote. They wanted to just raise the taxes, you know, with the index with the
gasoline.
With the gasoline, and didn't want to take a vote on it. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's probably was going to pass anyway, just because of the way that, you know, the votes are going to pass. I mean, are stacked against the. So you're going to get an automatic increase. But, you know, it's democracy. Show your votes. You know, be a public record of how you are going to vote. And if you don't want to see how you're going to vote on raising the gas tax, you don't want us to see what you do behind closed doors in the chambers, we got a big problem.
Absolutely. Now, on a positive note, Massachusetts did get an A for campaign finance. I actually know quite a bit about the Massachusetts campaign finance laws. And they are pretty restrictive, and the reporting is easy to do. If you want to find out what somebody's given to a political candidate in Massachusetts, you can go right online.
OCPF.
OCPF. I'm telling you, those guys do a good job over there. You call those guys at OCPF, they'll give you rulings. They'll really help you if you're running for office. And it's interesting that even, you know, if you run for dog catcher in West Dog Patch, Massachusetts, you have to fill out a campaign finance form and file it with your town clerk. And those are available for anybody. So it's interesting how we've done such a great job on campaign finance. And it's all up on a web. You can find, like I say, to the penny, you can find out who's given what to any of our candidates.
You just type into on a Google search engine, OCPF MA, and it's going to come up, and you'll see everybody's campaign accounts. It's right there. It's very transparent. You can look at Charlie Baker's. You can look at Deval Patrick's. You can look at my old one. You can look at your old one.
Yeah.
You can look at PACs, you know, political action committees. Yep. It's all there. You can see who gave money, and you can see who didn't give money. You know.
Yeah, and that's even the feds have a similar program at the federal level. So somebody's running for Congress or Senate or President, whatever. You can see what's going on there financially.
Let's talk a little bit about an event that's happening in our backyard on Wednesday evening. We talked earlier in the program how I went to Manchester, New Hampshire earlier in the week and saw Trump. Donald Trump is coming to the Worcester DCU Center, 7 o'clock Wednesday night. We'll be there covering it for All Politics is Local and for WCRN as well. What do you think is going to happen, Terry? Going to be interesting.
Well, all of Trump's events have been heavily attended. They're interesting. They're high energy. John, you even brought me back a hat here, nice big red hat.
Yes, I did.
Make America Great Again from the Trump meeting last what was that, Wednesday morning?
It was Wednesday morning, of course. When I saw the hat, I said, I've got to grab that for my good friend Terry. He'll get a kick out of that. It's going to be interesting. Trump coming to Worcester DCU Center, which is a big event, and I'm sure he's going to pack it. I look forward to seeing the other candidates come because Massachusetts is going to play a big part, I think, in the presidential election. Be interesting to see if Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton comes to town as well, too. And if they do, of course, we'll cover that as well.
I suspect they will, but on the other hand, with the way Massachusetts votes, I wouldn't bother if I were them.
Well, yeah. Once in my life, I'm a little speechless. I really can't probably rebut that. But you know, you've got to show up to be concerned. I mean, Barack Obama did some heavy campaigning even in the Framingham area the last two election cycles. So, you know, they'll make an appearance.
Well, actually, Barack did more campaigning not for himself here in Massachusetts, but for Democrats running for state office.
Right, and you know, I think you'll see some piggybacking that with some Senate races
sure.
and some. Other House of Representative races and so forth. You've been listening to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Thanks for listening. And our hearts and minds go out to the people of Paris. And
yeah, absolutely. Remember, the French are our brothers and our sisters. So just remember that.
And we'll talk again next weekend. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.